Philip, what more can you tell us then about Mujtaba Khamenei?
Well, there's quite a lot actually to say about him. Well, as we've just been hearing in that report, he's 56 years old, second son of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed just over a week ago on the 28th of February. He fought in the Iran-Iraq War back in the 1980s, between 1987 and 1988, and he's a former member of the Revolutionary Guards of Iran. He is considered a hardliner, but he's only a mid-ranking cleric. He's not an Ayatollah. He's what's called a Hoja Tor Islam, which is the rank below that. His father wasn't an Ayatollah either when he became the spiritual leader of Iran back in 1989, but then was promoted to that later on, which is something that probably will happen also to Mujtaba Khamenei. He is also, bizarrely, has never held an elected position and is pretty unknown to the Iranian people, who many of whom have never even seen him or heard him speak in public. One of the other elements about this, which I think needs to be underlined, is that there are accusations of corruption against him, and the fact that he has managed to amass vast amounts of money in different accounts in the United Kingdom, in Switzerland, in the United Arab Emirates, by getting round US sanctions, particularly concerning the sale of Iranian oil. And there are estimates that his personal fortune could be in the region of about $100 million. But what is certain here is that there's no love lost between Mujtaba Khamenei and the United States, particularly as far as Donald Trump is concerned. And this is a way of the regime actually saying that, well, whatever the US is wanting, we are not going to do that. We are back to business as usual.